And the plastic man is Captain Ryan Lambert. And Ryan, this will be the last time we'll be doing this on the radio, but not the last time we'll be talking, because I'll be come down there and see you do some hunting and fishing. Thanks for all the years. God, how many years has it been that you've been on the radio with me and doing TV?
Oh, my word. Forever. And the first thing he says, where are you today? Well, we've done this show from all over the world, from Italy to Greece to Argentina, Mexico, Canada, the Bahamas, all over the United States, but we always got it done somehow, buddy.
Yeah, we did, and I'm looking forward to that Mexican trip. That's on my bucket list, to make Nole Hase.
I can't wait to come down there and see the quail. Just like nothing you've ever seen. I tell you what, people don't understand what goes behind the show, but you are such a professional. You know, I've done this with hundreds and hundreds of people throughout my career. But you get it done the first time every time. When, you know, if there's an interview or a clip that needs to be done, boom, you got it. There's no, you know, a lot of people stutter and try to figure out their words. You get it right. I call you the one-hit wonder.
Yeah, well, some people call me a 37-year overnight wonder. You know, how'd you get so famous? You know, it was quick. It happened real quick. Well, it was nice looking and reminiscing at that pintail trip we had with Chef John Besh. Well, they found that on a video for me.
That was a nice trip. I can still see that big old flock of 300-400 pintails coming over us. You know, we got 5 pintails out of that, and then we got 13 green wings out of another flock right behind it. I said, oh, my word.
Yeah.
What a day.
They were flying that day. We had a lot of days like that, you know, and a lot of great days fishing. And, you know, we caught everything. We shot alligators. We caught catfish. You name it. We did it down there. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, the thing that we're going to miss the most is the information part of the show. That, you know, we have such a huge community. No matter where you go, somebody listens to us and talks about us. But there won't be a way to get the issue of the day out. You know, the important issues, you won't be able to bring it public so people can get involved and take care of whatever it is. You know, that's going to be a big, big minus, you know, not having a show.
Well, hopefully there'll be a youngster stepping up and, you know, can take the reins and run with it, and because they do need some good leadership for that. And I'm not going completely away. I mean, I won't be on the air, but, you know, I can do some things behind the scenes. And, again, thanks, Ryan, for all you did down there, and look forward to some beautiful trips with you.
Yeah, well, we're going to do it, buddy. Let's keep doing it. You know, I'm getting up there, too, so I can't retire because this is who I am and what I do, I would think. But, you know, I don't have to do it on a daily basis anymore, so we'll get out and have some fun.
Sounds good. Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, my friend.
All right. A plastic man. Let's go to Colonel Stephen Clark, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, checking in with us. Stephen, thanks for checking in this morning.
Hey, good morning, Don. Just wanted to join this morning and wish you the very best. Golly, 37 years of service, and, you know, I've been on your show several times and just really wanted to take an opportunity to thank you on behalf of Secretary Bosworth, the 200-plus wildlife agents that we have working in the field across the state, and really the entire Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. Really just wanted to say thank you. You know, you've been a great friend of the department, but really mostly a steward of conservation. And so thank you for your service to conservation and all that you've done for conservation and really for the state of Louisiana. Just really wanted to wish you the best this morning.
Well, thank you so much. And to all those enforcement agents across the state, I want to thank them for providing me all that bad boy, the outdoors information. And I've actually had people who said that they obeyed the law because they didn't want to end up being exposed on the show. So I think I did a little bit for enforcement and conservation from that aspect of it. And you guys do a great job.
Yep. We appreciate you highlighting the great work that the agents have done. And absolutely, it's had an impact. You know, we try to tell our story. In an effort of conservation, and you've certainly been a huge part of that. So, again, thank you so much for your service. We wish you the very best in your retirement, and you certainly have a friend in with the department, for sure.
Thank you so much, Stephen. That means a lot. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. There he goes, Colonel Stephen Clark, Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Enforcement. All right, we come back after this. Some special people in my life. We're going to talk to them when we come back right after this.